Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your first and last name?
Lyle Reininger.
Thank you. And if you don't mind giving me one moment to get the account that was sent over to me pulled up, it will take just a moment. Okay, and so that I can make sure that I was sent over the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
38 East Center Street, Glenwood, Illinois, 60425.
Thank you. And I do want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I do want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing the $7.95 for the contest for the drill.
Okay, but I got charged $56.95.
Yes, the reason I was asking about the $7.95 is when the contest for the drill would have been done, it would have stated in the terms and conditions by doing the contest that you would be signing up for the discount electronic savings store, where you would pay $56.95 per month and receive a $125 gift card each month to the discount electronic savings store.
Okay, well, I know nothing about that.
Since you're stating it was not you that did the contest, we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Postal Inspector. I do just want you to be aware. You can call back later if you want to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
No, I've already asked my family members, and nobody knows what it is, and you need to take it off and give me a credit. Give me my money back. We've already talked to the bank, stopped the card, and are getting a new card.
So you have already disputed the transaction with your financial institution?
Yes.
Since you have already disputed the transaction with your financial institution, before we are able to issue a refund, we would have to hear from them that they will drop the dispute.
Well, you know what? As much trouble as I have had trying to get somebody on the phone, because I've been calling since yesterday, I'm not sure how much patience they will have in trying to get a hold of somebody. Because I called 3 times yesterday, and it kept telling me I had a 2-minute wait. Well, 2-minute wait turned into 45 minutes, and then it tells you, well, if you press 3, we'll call you back. You'll keep your place in line. Well, if there's only 2-minute wait, then my place in line should only be a couple people. Well, we never got a call back yesterday at all, and the same thing with today when I called. You didn't call back. They didn't call back until like 3 hours later.
I do apologize. I'm not sure why the automatic system would have advised you it was a 2-minute wait, as we do have an unusually high call volume at this time.
and buildings.
But I really am sorry, however, without hearing from them that they will drop the dispute, there isn't any way I would be able to issue a refund. And since you have already disputed the transaction, we would have to hear from them that they will drop the dispute.
Well, I guess I could call them later, but then it's going to take me forever to get to somebody to call and let you know whether they're dropping it or not.
Yes, I do apologize. We would have to hear from them on their recorded line. They would have to give us a call for us to be able to issue the refund.
Okay, and do they call the same number that I had to call?
Yes, I do apologize. That is the only way that we would have to be reached.
Well, I need my money back. You made my account overdrawn. I don't know what this charge is, what it's for. I did not authorize it. Nobody in the family did it. I don't see any cars.
Orange and green and yellow and
I just want my money back.
I do completely understand, and we'd be more than happy to issue a refund. However, we would have to hear from the bank that they will drop the dispute for us to be able to issue the refund.
Okay, well, whatever. I will call the bank, but you guys better expedite this.
Was there anything else I could assist you with?
No.
Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Okay.